Chapter 49.
1. Hear Maine, coastlands, and you people from afar, and prick up your ear. Yahweh called me from the womb. He mentioned my name from my mother's belly. 2. And he made my mouth like a sharp sword. He hid me in the shadow of his hand, and made me a polished arrow. He hid me in his quiver. 3. And said to me, You are my servant to Israel, you in whom I shall be glorified. 4. Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength on nothing, and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yahweh, and my work with my Elohim. 5. And now, says Yahweh who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him. Though Israel is not gathered, yet I am honored in the eye of Yahweh, and my Elohim is my strength. 6. And he said, It is too little that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you, my Yahshua, to be for a light of the nations, to the end of the earth. 7. So says Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel, his set-apart one, to the despised of soul, to the hated of the nation, the servant of rulers, kings shall see and rise up, and chiefs shall worship, because of Yahweh who is faithful, and the set-apart one of Israel, and he chose you. 8. So says Yahweh, in a favorable time I have answered you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you and I will preserve you, and give you for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolated inheritances. 9. To say to the prisoners, Go out. To those who are in darkness, reveal yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. 10. They shall not hunger nor thirst, and the heat and sun shall not strike them. For he who has mercy on them shall lead them, and he shall guide them by the springs of water. 11. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be set on high. 12. Behold, these shall come from afar, and, lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. 13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth. Break out into singing, O mountains. For Yahweh has comforted his people and will have pity on his afflicted. 14. But Zion said, Yahweh has forsaken me, and, my Adonai has forgotten me. 15. Can a woman forget her suckling child, from pitying the son of her womb? Yes, these may forget. Yet I will surely not forget you. 16. Behold, I have carved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are always before me. 17. Your sons hurry. Those destroying you and ruining you shall go out from you. 18. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather and come to you. As I live, says Yahweh, you shall surely wear all of them as an ornament, and bind them on as a bride. 19. For your wastes and your deserted places, and your land of ruins shall even now be too narrow to live there, and they who swallow you shall be far away. 20. The sons of your bereavement shall yet say in your ears, The place is too narrow for me. Come near for me so that I may have place to live. 21. Then you shall say in your heart, Who has borne these to me, for I am bereaved and desolate, turned aside and an exile? Who then has brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. From where do these come? 22. So says Adonai Yahweh, Behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations, and will set up my banner to peoples. And they shall bring your sons in the bosom, and your daughters shall be carried on the shoulder. 23. And kings shall be supporting you, and their princesses your nurses. They shall bow to you, faces down to the earth, and lick up the dust of your feet. And you shall know that I am Yahweh, by whom they who wait for me shall not be ashamed. 24. Shall the plunder be taken from the warrior, or the righteous captive escape? 25. But so says Yahweh, even the captives of the warrior shall be taken, and the plunder of the terrifying ones shall be delivered. For I will strive with him who contends with you, and I will save your sons. 26. And those who oppress you, I will feed with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk by their own blood, as with fresh wine. And all flesh shall know that I am Yahweh, and your Savior, Yeshua, the kinsman redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob.
Chapter 50.
1. So says Yahweh, where is the writing of the severing of your mother's matrimonial bond, whom I have put away, or who of my creditors that I have sold you to him? Behold, you were sold for your iniquities, and your mother was put away for your trespasses. 2. Who knows why I have come, and no one is here? I called, and not one answered. Is my hand truly cut short from ransom? Or is there not power in me to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make rivers a wilderness. Their fish stink because of no water, and die in thirst. 3. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and sackcloth makes their covering. 4. Adonai Yahweh has given to me the tongue of learned ones, to know to help the weary with the word. He awakens me in the morning. He wakens the ear to me, to hear as the learned. 5. Adonai Yahweh has opened my ear and I did not rebel. I did not turn away backwards. 6. I gave my back to strikers, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. 7. And Adonai Yahweh will help me on account of this I was not ashamed. On account of this I set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. 8. My justifier is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is master of my judgment? Let him come near to me. 9. Behold, Adonai Yahweh will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Behold, like a garment they shall wear out. The moth shall eat them. 10. Who among you reveres Yahweh, obeying the voice of his servant, who walks in darkness, and no light is in him? Let him trust in the name of Yahweh, and lean on his Elohim. 11. Behold, all of you who kindle fire, who are surrounded by sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks you are burning. This shall be to you from my hand. You shall lie down in pain.
Chapter 51.
1. Hear Main, pursuers of righteousness, seekers of Yahweh. Look to the rock from which you were cut, and to the hollow of the pit from which you were dug. 2. Look to your father Abraham, and to Sarah who bore you. For he being but one, I called him and blessed him and increased him. 3. For Yahweh comforts Zion, he comforts all her desolations, and he makes her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of Yahweh. Joy and gladness shall be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of singing praise. 4. Hear me, my people. Yea, give ear to me, my nation. For the Torah shall go out from me, and my justice I will make rest as light to peoples. 5. My righteousness is near. My salvation, Yeshua, went out, and my arms shall judge peoples. Coastlands shall wait on me, and they shall hope on my arm. 6. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look to the earth beneath. For the heavens vanish like smoke, and the earth shall wear out like a garment, and those living in it shall die in the same way, but my, Yeshua, shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be broken. 7. Hear Main, those knowing righteousness, the people of my Torah in their heart. Do not fear the reproach of man, and do not be bowed from their blaspheming. 8. For the moth shall eat them like a garment. Yea, the moth worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my Yeshua shall be from generation to generation. 9. Awake, awake, arm of Yahweh, put on strength. Awake, as in days of old, everlasting generations. Was it not you cutting in pieces Rahab, and piercing the sea monster? 10. Was it not you drying up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who set the depths of the sea away for the redeemed to pass? 11. Yea, the ransomed of Yahweh shall return and come to Zion with singing, and everlasting joy shall be on their head. Gladness and joy shall overtake them. Sorrow and sighing shall flee. 12. I am he comforting you. Who are you, that you should fear from man? He shall die, and from the Son of Man. He is given as grass. 13. And you forget your Maker Yahweh, who has stretched out the heavens and founded the earth. And you dread continually, every day, from the fury of the oppressor, since he was ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? 14. Bowed down, he hurries to be freed, that he not die in the pit, nor that he lack his bread. 15. But I am Yahweh your Elohim, stirring up the sea and making its waves roar. Yahweh of hosts is his name. 16. And I have put my words in your mouth, and covered you in the shade of my hand, to plant the heavens and found the earth, and to say to Zion, you are my people. 17. Awake, awake. Rise up, O Jerusalem, who drank the cup of his fury from the hand of Yahweh. You drank the bowl of the cup of reeling. You fully drained it. 18. No guide is for her among all the sons she has borne. And of all the sons she made to grow, none makes strong her hand. 19. Those two things came to you. Who shall grieve for you? Ruin and shattering and famine and the sword, who but I shall comfort you? 20. Your sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets, like an antelope in a net, filled with the fury of Yahweh, the rebuke of your Elohim. 21. So hear this now, afflicted one, and drunken, but not from wine. 22. So says your master Yahweh and your Elohim, he strives for his people. Behold, I have taken the cup of reeling out of your hand, the bowl of the cup of my fury. You shall not yet again drink it. 23. But I will put it into the hand of those oppressing you, who have said to your soul, bow down that we may cross, and put your back to the ground, and as the street to those who cross.
Chapter 52.
1. Awake, awake. Put on your strength, Zion. Put on your beautiful robes, O Jerusalem, the set-apart city. For never again shall uncircumcised and unclean ones come to you. 2. Shake yourself from the dust. Rise up. Sit, Jerusalem. Free yourself from your neck bands, O captive daughter of Zion. 3. For so says Yahweh, you were sold for nothing, and you will not be redeemed with silver. 4. For so says Adonai Yahweh, my people went down to Egypt at the first, to reside there, and without cause Assyria oppressed him. 5. So then what is to me here, declares Yahweh, for my people are taken for nothing? Those ruling howl, declares Yahweh, and my name is continually despised, every day. 6. So my people shall know my name thus in that day, for I am he speaking. Behold Maine. 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of him proclaiming good news, making peace heard, bearing tidings of good, making heard salvation, Yeshua, saying to Zion, your Elohim reigns. 8. The voice of your watchmen, they lift the voice together, they sing aloud. For they shall see eye to eye when Yahweh brings back Zion. 9. Break out, sing together, waste places of Jerusalem. For Yahweh comforts his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. 10. Yahweh has bared his set-apart arm in the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see Yahshua our Elohim. 11. Turn, turn. Go out from there. Touch not the unclean. Go out of her midst, purify yourselves, bearers of the vessels of Yahweh. 12. For you shall not go out with haste, nor will you go by flight. For Yahweh is going before you, and the Elohim of Israel gathers you. 13. Behold, my servant shall rule wisely. He shall be exalted and lifted up and be very high. 14. Just as many were astonished over you, so much was the disfigurement from man, his appearance and his form from sons of mankind. 15. So he sprinkles from many nations. At him kings shall shut their mouths, for they will see that which was not told to them. Yea, what they had not heard, they will understand.
Chapter 53.
1. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? 2. For he comes up as a shoot before him, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor majesty that we should see him, nor form that we should desire him. 3. He is despised and abandoned of men, a man of pains, and acquainted with sickness, and as it were hiding our faces from him, he being despised, and we did not value him. 4. Surely he has borne our sicknesses, and he carried our pain. Yet we esteemed him plagued, smitten by Elohim, and afflicted. 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his wounds we ourselves are healed. 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have each one turned to his own way, and Yahweh made meet in him the iniquity of all of us. 7. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, but he did not open his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. 8. He was taken from prison and from justice, and who shall consider his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people, the stroke was to him. 9. And he appointed him his grave with the wicked, but he was with the rich man in his death. Though he had done no violence, and deceit was not in his mouth. 10. But Yahweh pleased to crush him, to make him sick, so that if he should put his soul as a guilt offering, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the will of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. 11. He shall see light, the fruit of the travail of his soul, he shall be fully satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify for many, and he shall bear their iniquities. 12. Because of this I will divide to him with the great, and with the strong he shall divide the spoil, because he poured out his soul to death, and he was counted with those transgressing, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for transgressors.
Chapter 54.
1. Sing out, barren one who never bore. Break out a song and shout, you who never travailed. For the sons of the desolate one are more than the sons of the married woman, says Yahweh. 2. Make the place of your tent larger, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. 3. For you shall break forth on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall possess nations, and people will inhabit ruined cities. 4. Do not fear, for you shall not be shamed, nor shall you be disgraced, for you shall not be wounded. For you shall forget the shame of your youth, and you shall not remember the reproach of your widowhood any more. 5. For your makers are your husbands. Yahweh of hosts is their name, and your Redeemer is the set apart one of Israel. He is called the Elohim of all the earth. 6. For Yahweh has called you as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, even a wife of young men when she is rejected, says your Elohim. 7. For a little moment I have left you, but I will gather you with great pitying. 8. In a flood of wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but I will have pity on you with everlasting kindness, says Yahweh your Redeemer. 9. For this is the waters of Noah to me. For as I swore to refrain from passing over the waters of Noah over the earth again, So I have sworn from being angry with you and rebuking you. 10. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my mercy shall not depart from you. Nor shall the covenant of my peace be removed, says Yahweh who has pity on you. 11. Afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted. Behold, I am laying your stones with fair colors, and have founded you with sapphires. 12. And I will make your battlements of ruby, and your gates carbuncle stones, and all your borders stones of delight. 13. And all your sons will be taught of Yahweh, and the peace of your sons will be great. 14. You shall be established in righteousness. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. 15. Behold, gathering they shall gather, but not from me who has gathered against you. By you he shall fall. 16. Behold, I have created the smith who blows the coal in the fire, and who brings out a weapon for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. 17. Every weapon formed against you shall not prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the inheritance of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is from me, says Yahweh.
Chapter 55.
1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the water, and he who has no money, come buy grain and eat. Yes, come buy grain, wine and milk without silver and with no price. 2. Why do you weigh out silver for that which is not bread, and your labor for what never satisfies? Listen carefully to me and eat the good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. 3. Bend your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will cut an everlasting covenant with you, the faithful mercies of David. 4. Behold, I gave him a witness to peoples, a leader and commander of peoples. 5. Behold, you shall call a nation you do not know. Yea, a nation not knowing you shall run to you, because of Yahweh your Elohim, and for the set apart one of Israel. For he has glorified you. 6. Seek Yahweh while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. 7. Let the wicked forsake his way and the man of vanity his thoughts, and let him return to Yahweh, and he will have mercy on him, and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. 9. For as the heavens are high from the earth, so my ways are high from your ways, and my thoughts from your thoughts. 10. For as the rain and the snow comes down from the heavens and do not return there, except it waters the earth and make it bring forth and bud, and give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. 11. So shall my word be, which goes out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in what I send it to do. 12. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break out into song before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap the hand. 13. Instead of the thorn bush, the fir tree shall come up. Instead of the briar, the myrtle shall come up. And it shall be for a name to Yahweh, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Chapter 56.
1. So says Yahweh, keep justice and do righteousness, for my Yeshua is coming soon, and my righteousness will be revealed. 2. Blessed is the man who does this, and the Son of Man who lays hold on it, keeping the Sabbath, from defiling it, and keeping his hand from doing every evil. 3. And do not let the son of the foreigner speak, he who joins himself to Yahweh, saying, surely, Yahweh separates me from his people. And do not let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dried tree. 4. For so says Yahweh to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath and choose things I am pleased with, and take hold of my covenant. 5. I, Even I will give to them in my house and in my walls a hand and a name better than sons and than daughters. I will give them an everlasting name which shall not be cut off. 6. And the sons of the foreigner, who join themselves to Yahweh to serve him, and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants, everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath, and takes hold of my covenant. 7. Even them I will bring to my set-apart mount and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the peoples. 8. States Adonai Yahweh, who gathers the outcasts of Israel. I will yet gather others beside him to his gathered ones. 9. All beasts of the field come to devour, all beasts in the forest. 10. His watchmen are blind. They all do not know. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, dreaming, lying down, loving to slumber. 11. Yea, dogs greedy of soul. They do not know satisfaction. And they are shepherds. They do not know to discern. They all look to their own way, each one for his own gain, from his own end, saying. 12. Come, and let me bring wine, and let us gulp down fermented drink. And tomorrow shall be as this day, great, exceedingly abundant.
Chapter 57.
1. The righteous one perishes, and no one lays it to heart. Yea, merciful men are gathered, with no one discerning that the righteous is gathered from the face of evil. 2. He shall enter peace. They shall rest on their couches, walking in his uprightness. 3. But you, draw near here, sons of the sorceress, seed of the adulterer and the harlot. 4. On whom are you making sport? On whom do you make a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are you not children of transgression, O lying seed? 5. Being inflamed with idols under every green tree, slaughtering the children in the torrent beds, under the clefts of the rocks. 6. In the torrent smoothness is your portion. They are your lot. Even to them you have poured a drink offering. You have offered a food offering. Should I be consoled over these? 7. You have set your couch on a lofty and high mountain. Yea, you went up there to sacrifice a sacrifice. 8. And you have set up your memorial behind the door and post. For you uncovered yourself from me and went up. You enlarged your couch. And you cut covenant with them. You loved their couch. At a hand you looked. 9. And you went to the king with oil and multiplied your perfume. And you sent your messengers far away, and lowered yourself to Sheol. 10. You were wearied in the length of your way. You did not say, despair. You found the life of your hand, so you were not sick. 11. And whom have you dreaded and feared? You have lied and have not remembered me, not laying it on your heart. Have I not been silent, even from forever, and you have not feared me? 12. I will reveal your righteousness and your works, and they will not benefit you. 13. When you cry, let your assembly deliver you. But the wind shall bear away all of them. Vanity takes them. But he who takes refuge in me shall inherit the land and possess my set-apart mountain. 14. And he shall say, raise up. Raise up. Clear the way. Make the stumbling block rise from the way of my people. 15. For so says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, and his name is set apart. I dwell in the high and set apart place, even with the contrite and humble of spirit. To make live the spirit of the humble and to make live the heart of the contrite ones. 16. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry. For the spirit would faint before me, even the breaths I have made. 17. For I was angry and struck him for the iniquity of his gain. I hid myself and was angry. Yet he went, turning in his heart's way. 18. His ways I have seen, but I will heal him, and will lead him and complete comforts to him and to his mourners. 19. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace, to the ones far off and near, says Yahweh, and I will heal him. 20. But the wicked are like the driven sea, which cannot be quiet, and its waves cast up mud and dirt. 21. There is no peace to the wicked, says my Elohim.
Chapter 58.
1. Call out with the throat. Do not spare. Lift up your voice like the ram's horn, and declare to my people their rebellion, and their sins to the house of Jacob. 2. Yet they seek me day by day, and desire knowledge of my ways, as a nation that has done right, and not forsaking the judgment of their Elohim, they ask me about judgments of righteousness. They desire to draw near to Elohim. 3. They say, why have we fasted, and you did not see? We have afflicted our soul, and you did not acknowledge. Behold, on the day of your fast you find pleasure, and you drive all your laborers hard. 4. Look, you fast for strife, and for debate, and to strike with the fist of wickedness. Do not fast as today, to sound your voice in the high place. 5. Is this like the fast I will choose, a day for a man to afflict his soul, to bow his head down like a bulrush, and he spreads sackcloth and ashes? Will you call to this as a fast and a day of delight to Yahweh? 6. Is this not the fast I have chosen, to open bands of wickedness, to undo thongs of the yoke, and to send out the oppressed ones free, even that you pull off every yoke? 7. Is it not to break your bread to the hungry, that you should bring the wandering poor home? When will you see the naked and cover him, and you will not hide yourself from your flesh? 8. Then your light shall break as the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of Yahweh shall gather you. 9. Then you shall call, and Yahweh will answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. If you put the yoke away from among you, the pointing of the finger, and the speaking of vanity. 10. And if you let out your soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom shall be as the noonday. 11. And Yahweh shall always guide you, and satisfy your soul in dry places, and make strong your bones. And you shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. 12. And those who come of you shall build the old ruins. You shall rear the foundations of many generations. And you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to live in. 13. If you turn your foot away because of the Sabbath, from doing what you please on my set-apart day, and call the Sabbath a delight, to the holiness of Yahweh, glorified, and shall glorify him, to the holiness of not doing your own ways, from finding your own pleasure or speaking your own words. 14. Then you shall delight yourself in Yahweh, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the earth, and make you eat with the inheritance of your father Jacob. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken.